It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have Harley Schlanger all the way from Germany for the Roos Foundation. Lots of things going on in our world. Right now, of course, we have the issue in Hong Kong. We've got international trade going on with tough negotiations back and forth between Trump and Xi. We have military operations going on around the world, including the recent missile test by Kim in North Korea. We have the trade issues going on with the economy and the debt, really heavily contracting the economy in Great Britain and also in Europe. Lots of things happening. Harley, let's get your take on what's going on here, especially to start off with something that's pressing, which is the situation in Hong Kong.
Well, the problem that you have with the situation in Hong Kong is very simple. The potential break from the dollar system is an existential threat to British interests, City of London interests, as well as Wall Street interests. And the fear they have is that what the Chinese are doing with the Belt and Road Initiative is moving toward a new monetary system, a new financial system, one that's not based on speculation, that's not based on monetarist policy, but is based on physical economy. Now, why anyone would be afraid of that just shows you what the problem is. The people who profit from the current system are a very small group of people, billionaires, many traders, many of them from old families and banking families, and they've made their profits by keeping the rest of the world scrambling for survival. And what the Chinese have done, without explicitly stating that they're moving to a new financial system, bears all the earmarks that that's what they are doing, especially with their very large purchases of gold, their gold production. They're moving to make the yuan convertible and so on. So rather than negotiate with them, work with them, cooperate with them, these Anglo-American networks are now insanely moving to try and conduct a regime change operation against them.
Are you saying that it's Anglo-American power base in Hong Kong that's doing this? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. What I'm saying
is... Okay, that's your thesis, that it's not just that the one out of, I think, 1 million protesters out of the 8 million that live in Hong Kong. I'll tell you what, I got an alternative thing, and I want to see
Bill,
if you could...
Let me just finish the point then, because you can always get protesters, as they did in Ukraine with the Maidan in Kiev. The question is, what's the intent? Originally, they said they were trying to overturn this extradition agreement. Well, they did it. Why didn't they stop?
You're talking about just thinking of the extradition, and also they're trying to actually dissolve the agreement. It was a 50-year agreement regarding autonomy and free speech with... and I know the extradition thing is not completely gone in a sense. What I heard is that they want to actually dissolve the legal system to some extent so that if the Chinese decide that they want to get somebody from Hong Kong, they can extend their reach into Hong Kong from China. That's what I've heard from sources. But I'll tell you what, I don't think that's the primary thing. Let me throw something else out there. I want to see how it ties to the Belt and Road. And I'm sure you have a response to it. I'm sure that there's a factor like that. The British are always getting their paws in everything, especially the international bankers, because Canary Square in Britain and the Lord Evelyn, I call Evil Rothschild, sets the international price of gold at morning tea and Greenwich Mean Time in England. The LBMA, London-based certification program for gold, is a certification for all gold in the world, whether it's mined in Indonesia or whatever. So the British have their paws on that. They also have Canary Square. And all the United Nations is sitting in New York City. It was actually sponsored by the British. The British are actually got their paws because 57 of the nations that are in the United Nations are actually British, if you want to call it, affiliates. So the British, so in other words, it's a reincarnation of the British Empire and the United Nations and the international banking. So I agree that there's a portion of that. But I'll tell you what I think, another thesis that I've heard from some other sources I have. in the last year or so, and in the last few years, since Xi has been much more aggressive and the country is forced for the past 3 years, companies that want to do business in China have to hand over their intellectual property and their technology to China. Some of these companies have decided to leave. In fact, they even try to see if they can hold hostage some of the corporate people so they can't leave. But some of them are leaving. What's going on? They're leaving to Asian countries, or they're moving their headquarters to Hong Kong, because Hong Kong is an autonomous sub-republic of China. And I suspect part of the issue is the fact they don't like that these corporate headquarters have actually moved from Shenzhen or somewhere else, or Beijing, or you know, some other city in China, but they moved their headquarters to Hong Kong. And what I've heard is that there's been about a 30% contraction of corporate movement outside of China to immediately Asian countries like Taiwan or Vietnam or even Japan or even back to America. And as they move their headquarters over to Hong Kong, the PLA, because what's happening is the state in China, 80% of the new billionaires in China over the last 30 years are PLA members. They're members of the People's Republican Army. 80% of the new billionaires worldwide are Chinese, and they're good at business. I mean, obviously, they've done is a state-run business, and they run it in their particular totalitarian way. And I think what they've done is they've frightened off international corporations, some of them actually to Hong Kong. So I'm just wondering, I know Belt and Road should be something that should be international so that everybody benefits, because I know when I listen to Fox News, they try to say, well, it's just China ports and everything. I think, no, not necessarily. If other countries collaborate in this, it becomes a thing where you're correct. We need to move to a new type of currency situation where it's not just the dollar. It's like the Bretton Woods thing after World War II, where we have a basket of currencies backed by gold, and there's a locked-in currency standard, so we don't have either tariff or non-tariff barriers between trade. And so third world and second world countries can actually start to become part of the scheme and don't want to immigrate to America because their economies are shot. And China is, in a sense, using principles that were discovered by America, sometimes over 100 and 200 years, and we're not doing those things now, like the Hamiltonian credit system you talked about in many shows. So I'm suspicious that there's multiple operating principles going on here, but one of them, I think, is business moved from China to Hong Kong. And I think that although there's this issue regarding the courts, I have a suspicion that the PLA members are kind of nervous that if things don't go right in this trade agreement, because the real issue is trade in the future is based on an innovative economy. And the greatest innovators are primarily Americans. We have 90% of the patents in the world. And the problem is the Chinese have been, over the last number of years, actually forcing companies to hand over their intellectual property, or they take it and they clone it up and then they advance it. So they can take, let's say, high-speed rail, and they actually have advanced it because they got a lot of engineers. But they're very remiss culturally to do innovative new things because they're afraid of being ticking off the powers and authorities. And then they end up in a Laodai prison camp. I know I have contacts and relatives in China, so they tell me this, okay? So what I think is going on is that the Chinese want to be part of the world network of production and so on. And they're very smart, and they have a ton of engineers and scientists. 85% of their politicians are engineers. I mean, 85% of our politicians are lawyers. Big difference. So tell us what you think of all these different drivers I just mentioned here, because I have a feeling you're right on some of the issues, but I have a feeling there's some other issues that are at play here. If we handle it properly, the Belt and Road becomes an international Belt and Road. It doesn't become just a Chinese thing where people like in Fox are trying to accuse them of grabbing ports and so on. It becomes a thing where the second and third world actually start to benefit, and we have international trade worldwide. So it's not just one currency or one system. It's a system which is not based on a bubble economy, which is about to blow up the world economy. I mean, the debt right now is so great, it's ridiculous, isn't it? So tell us what you think of that, those ideas, because I think there's some other drivers in there. I don't think it's just I think it's part of it, but I don't think it's just the British pushing the Hong Kong Chinese. I think it started off with this thing about the courts. But I have a feeling they're very nervous because business is very dynamic in Hong Kong. Even though there's only 8 million people, it's one of the most dynamic economies on the planet. And I have a feeling a lot of the big corporations that were in China have moved their headquarters to Hong Kong.
Well, Bill, look, first of all, no corporation in China moves to Hong Kong without the approval of the government. It just doesn't happen. So,
unless they're international corporations, they just reopen an office there. They might have an office in China, but they, you know how corporations are international.
Well,
they're
coming
from Germany or elsewhere.
But they're not worried about a British company that has a headquarters in Hong Kong or an American company that has a headquarters in Hong Kong. The thing you have to look at, the underlying issue here, is that for many, many years, Hong Kong was a British colony.
Right.
As a British colony, they had no autonomy. They had no freedom. You know, the idea that suddenly the Chinese communists took away their freedom is ridiculous. As a British
colony... Well, they did have some degree of business and other autonomy, which is why Hong Kong grew so greatly. I mean...
It grew primarily, and you can find these figures from the International Monetary Fund and others.
Right.
Its primary growth during the period of its time as part of the British Empire was drug money laundering and the offshoot of drug money laundering. Hong Kong was the center, going back to the opium wars in the middle of the 19th century, of British drug money.
I agree. In fact, that's the reason why China lost the war and actually handed over the territory of Hong Kong to the British for 100 years, right?
Well, for more than 100 years.
Yeah, more than 100 years.
The first Opium War was in 1839 and the second one in 1859. And what the Opium Wars represented was the British dumping Indian opium into China, forcing the Chinese to accept it. Because the British were running a trade deficit because they were purchasing so much Chinese goods, and they tried to get something the Chinese wanted. They couldn't, so they set up opium dens in Shanghai, Hong Kong, and elsewhere, and then used that as a foot in the door to come in and take over parts of China, including total control of Hong Kong. The Bank of Hong Kong and Shanghai, which from its chartering in 1860 to the present has been the world's leading drug money laundering bank. And you can check on the records.
Yeah, I heard that the laundering actually has moved primarily to Tianjin in eastern China now and Shanghai. And Shanghai actually now is the number one place. In fact, it turns out that Comey's brother and Comey were involved with that UFBC bank that was actually doing the laundering.
HSBC.
HSBC Bank. So you're right. But the thing is, you're right about those things.
That's not a Shanghai bank. That's a British offshore bank.
Well, I know it's just an offshore bank that says it's got offices there. That's right. You're right.
Its headquarters is in London.
Right.
And in 1981, it took over Marine Midland Bank to set up a U.S. operation. Over the objection of the New York State banking supervisor, it got an exemption from the Federal Reserve to become an American bank.
Right. So, this is all, by the way, because of corruption in our geopolitical system. It allows it, just like we have Five Eyes with people that are actually spying on our own spies, because it's against the law for us to spy on our own spies, our own agents, which is why we had Christopher Steele involved, and the British involved was going after Trump. Right.
Well, let me just make a couple points quickly on the Hong Kong situation. The National Endowment for Democracy admits spending more than $2 million in the last weeks to help coordinate the opposition in Hong Kong. The consul and the National Endowment for Democracy was the one that, through Victoria Nuland, ran the regime change coup in Kiev.
The same players, in other words. The same players as the issues in Ukraine. Remember how she made her comments about Ukraine?
Julie Ida, who's the consul general for the United States in Hong Kong, was meeting in a hotel with Jonathan Wong, who's the leader of the opposition in Hong Kong.
Right.
They have pictures that were shown on Chinese television of the U.S. State Department officials meeting with the two people who were the leaders of this opposition.
How long ago is this now? Is that just within weeks?
2 weeks ago.
Wow, okay.
2 weeks ago.
So in other words, is this under the nose of Trump, so he's not aware that this is happening?
Well, Pompeo and Pence met with some of the people involved in this also.
Oh, okay.
Now, Trump personally, as you see from his tweets, is saying, let the Chinese settle this.
But obviously his own departments and own U.S. government departments are seeding opposition and inflaming the situation is what you're saying.
Right? Yes.
Whoa, that's big. That's very big. Back in a moment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
back. So that clarifies a lot of issues there. I still think there's some other drivers there, but I think you're right. And, of course, the powers that be don't want to have a new international frequency currency system backed by gold. The yuan's been backed by gold, what is it, 3 or 4 years now? And we need to move all the currencies, including the U.S. dollar, back on a gold standard and have an international locked-in exchange rate so there can't be currency battles or wars. And the Belt and Road actually is a good idea for international trade worldwide. And
Bill, one point that I should just clarify with you on the Belt and Road, it's not just a Chinese project.
I know that. I know there's many, many other agreements with other nations now, right?
Yeah, over 100 countries have signed agreements with the Chinese. And many of these agreements are for projects which are under the direction of these other countries. For example, in Malaysia, it's not the Chinese who are controlling the rail program that's being developed for Malaysia. In fact, in Malaysia, the Chinese donated an engine production factory so the Malaysians can make their own trains, their own high-speed trains.
Yeah.
When the Malaysians were protesting the original deal, the Chinese said, well, that deal was made by a previous government. Why don't you come in and let's negotiate? And they tore it up and they renegotiated it.
Yeah.
So the first thing is I just want to make it clear that there are many other countries involved in it, and the Chinese have invited Trump to participate as a full partner.
Now, yeah, I think Trump, being a businessman, actually wants to do this. He realizes. Yeah. Now, I heard something that I'm not sure if I understand it fully yet, but Trump's delayed the tariffs to the 15th of December, so people are going to get their Christmas toys and other goods from China. But I heard that the Chinese are going to retaliate by September. Why would they retaliate when Trump has actually delayed the tariffs for all these other goods? What's going on there?
Well, because they've already expanded the tariffs before Trump's recent decision to...
Right, but there's a solution to the problem, and I'm going to lay out two or three things that I think that you'll agree to. Number one, America and our corporations that work in China want intellectual property protection, including Senator... the senator from Florida. Number two, we want to make sure that we have countervailing shipments of, say, our agriculture and other products to China, so it balances those trades. We don't have like a $600 or $800 billion balance to the deficit. And the third thing is we want to collaborate so that on technology, because they have a lot of scientists, a lot of engineers. I think if you want to actually build high-speed rail in America, we should be contracting to Chinese engineers and get them over here on the work visas and actually training up our engineers and actually building high-speed rail using Chinese specs. They've already gone through all the hard work of actually improving the system. Why not bring them over here to do it? I mean, makes sense.
And that's something the Chinese are talking with the United States about. But let me just finish the point on Trump.
Right.
President Trump, and it's in today's New York Times, opposes intervention by the United States or even threats coming from the United States against China in Hong Kong. What Trump said is that this is an internal situation for the Chinese to deal with. The person who's pushing for harsher U.S. rhetoric is Bolton.
Bolton. Yeah, I know. As always, Bolton's bolting. He should have a spandex suit and a counter, evil superhero kind of, a suit on with a cape. He really has always got his finger and his tongue wagging, creating more, wind for war or being a drum. It's really dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, the second thing is there are two reasons Trump pulled back the next round of tariffs, which would be on $300 billion worth of goods,
right,
including computers, cell phones, and things of that sort that are in great demand by American consumers.
Right.
Two reasons why he pulled back on that. One, because he knows that when he says it doesn't hurt American consumers to have these tariffs, he knows that's not true. Peter Navarro, who is a nutcase, who makes Bolton look sane, Navarro is the guy who's really pushing hard for a real trade war with China. And Navarro is saying, don't worry, this won't hurt American consumers at all. But it's already hurting American consumers because the Chinese don't pay the tariffs. The tariffs are paid by people who buy the goods. So,
well, in fact, what the Chinese did when they actually devalued their currencies, they actually took away the effect of the tariffs. So the price of goods at Walmart and Tesco and Target and so on are the same now, because they manipulated their yuan currency down to their own detriment so that the goods wouldn't cost Americans more.
That's exactly right. Now then,
isn't that wild? I mean, and then everybody gets all angry. What are their currency manipulating? I'm thinking they want to maintain their markets. The problem is, you see, when markets collapse, like after we had all these conflicts between Europe and Russia, a lot of the markets rearrange completely in Europe, and those markets aren't necessarily going back right now. They'll take years to reestablish, aren't they? So China knows that if it loses its markets, it can harm them in terms of market exposure and pathways, just like, you know, the old Silk Road, but the pathways of modern exchange and selling to American and European companies could be harmed, right?
Well, let me just finish a couple points here, because it really, this is a crucial issue for people to understand, that when Marco Rubio is protesting, he doesn't give a damn about freedom for people in Hong Kong. He doesn't care about these things. He is part of the crowd that's pushing to break the power of the Belt and Road Initiative, because they don't want a challenge to the existing financial system, which is collapsing. Now, I just sent you an article, I don't know if you saw it yet, that said it's not China. And it addresses this question
I have that article. Yeah, that's good. It's not China. I think you sent it by Skype, by the way. By the way, before I forget what we have you on, I want you to send over by Skype or by email your phone number in Europe, so we have a backup in case we don't are able to connect you by Skype. We need a phone number to call you.
Okay, all right? I can do that.
Yeah. Now, okay, please continue.
What I wrote about is that all the talking heads are saying that trade war with China is what's threatening a recession. That's crap. What's threatening a recession is the last 40 to 50 years of policies, including free trade agreements and the deindustrialization of the United States, the offshoring of U.S. manufacturing. We've lost 6 million manufacturing jobs since 2001. This means that there are 6 million people who had decent living standard 18 years ago, who don't have it anymore.
Right.
In order to sustain their purchasing power, they're going deeper and deeper into debt, especially credit card debt.
Right.
So what we're seeing is a debt bubble that was never resolved after 2008 that's created the crisis with the bonds now. What's going on with the Federal Reserve is that Trump is essentially saying the Fed should keep interest rates low, which in itself is a good policy, except there's no guarantee that that low interest rate will provide any money for industry. Instead, it's going to corporations to buy back their own stock.
Right. So what you're seeing is that real production is not going up. The lower middle class and the poor are not getting better off, which is why, although they tout that the stock market's good, it's because these people buying back their own stock and making it look good are looking good on paper, but in actual fact, although some factories are moving back here, they're not.
Yeah, exactly.
So in other words, it's scamtastic. And Trump knows this. He tried to put in a plan before he lost the House to bring back an improvement in the tax law permanently for this lower middle class. But what we have is a situation that becomes more and more unaffordable for people in the lower middle class to even survive without going into debt to their eyeballs. And this is a situation where even Trump is not coming out and being honest about. You hear some of the people in the Democrats wanting to offer socialism, which isn't a solution to it at all, because it'll collapse the economy with the debt they're going to generate. What Trump needs to do is he needs to be more realistic to tell people, yeah, we've improved this section of the economy, but this other part is dying. And the 2008 movie, The Big Short movie, never fixed it. In fact, they had about a four-minute blurb. And then they said after that that none of these things were done. Nobody went to jail. Nothing got fixed. So please comment on that.
Well, just give me a couple minutes to develop this whole picture, because it's so important that people understand that the same people who have destroyed the U.S. economy as a physical economy are the ones who are attacking China and saying that we can't let the Belt and Road Initiative succeed. The other point I wanted to make is that one of the reasons Trump rolled back the new tariffs that were supposed to go into effect September 1st is that the U.S. corporate sector went to him and begged him not to do this because they're being hurt badly by the trade war. And so you have U.S. corporations, you have working people, you have the Chinese, you have the Europeans, all of them are concerned that this policy of anti-China is hurting the economy. But the deeper problem with the economy is what Trump said, that under Clinton, Bush, and Obama, we had trade agreements that were hostile to American physical production.
Exactly. And by the way, the agreement should actually be encouraging China to start physical production of some of their things in their factories and advanced technology in America. And that's very possible, especially with... Yeah, and we need to start looking at that, because people need to realize we're moving to AI and robotics, which means they don't need a giant population to manufacture in the future. You need to have advanced technology and innovation.
And you need an educated workforce, which we don't have anymore.
Well, what we should be doing is we have, you know, dirty jobs from Mike Rowe, and he talks about there's 6 million jobs out there for good paying jobs. You can pay, you know, $70,000 to $120,000 a year to start with. And they can't be filled because they're not getting people trained to have a trade in those areas. That's, some of these trades are brand new too. They're new trades that didn't exist before. The thing is, in China, they have the foresight, so they've got so many people trained. If you want to set up a factory in China, you can have it up in 6 months to a year with, say, 3,000 or 5,000 workers trained up to do the things. But you can't do that in America, can you?
So, Bill, let's just review the points here. What's happening is that the Chinese, with most of the Asian countries working with them, including Japan, South Korea, and others, are moving toward a new global financial system. They're offering the United States to join it. Trump is interested in that. But Trump has a Republican Party, which is anti-China, a Democratic Party, which will not let Trump do anything that will help the country.
Right.
Now, under those circumstances, what else do you have? Well, India was working with the Chinese and moving closer and closer toward working with the Belt and Road Initiative. And now you have the Kashmir crisis, which was triggered by British operations inside the Indian government.
Right.
So this is an attack on India and China. You have the so-called anti-Putin movement in Russia, which is still extremely small, but is completely supported by an American National Endowment for Democracy operation, which is existing, which is a U.S. intervention into Russian internal affairs. Wow. Isn't that what we're complaining against the Russians for, and supposedly in Russiagate?
Yeah, and that's what we're doing, and we're actually doing it here. Isn't that wild?
Well, so that's why what I'm saying is, if you look at the world situation, if you look at the hotspots, and then add one more thing. The dominant force in the West right now pushing radical environmentalism is the City of London. And on our website, on LaRouchePack.com, we've just posted the names of the banks and the companies in the City of London that set up something called the Green Finance Initiative. This is working with COP21, the Paris Climate Accord operation. And what they said then is, in order to get environmentalism, the rabid decarbonization, you're going to have to get profits for finance companies involved. And so what they're doing now is, you have people like George Soros, like Tom Steyer, the American billionaire, a number of companies are putting hundreds of millions of dollars into creating radical ecology groups like the Extinction Rebellion, which this week splattered red paint on the Brazilian embassy in London and threatened the Brazilian officials there, because they're saying that Brazil is destroying the rainforests.
I know. I can see that. You see, this is all the manipulation by the same financial people that are literally pushing the green agenda when they know it's going to cause economic chaos, but they want to maintain their control of, say, Jersey and Guernsey Island and their banking system, which they have, because they know that it's terminal, but they're trying to... It's like somebody that's dying, you know, now got a fully armed to the teeth and actually shooting other people. That's what it's all...
They don't just want the money. They want to destroy industrial economy.
Exactly.
And that's the underlying reality.
Yeah, in other words, they don't want other industries and other countries to take over, because the innovation and industrial economy will take over from the speculative economy, which is what Britain has right now, right?
Yeah.
It's a speculative economy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. And Harley, I want you to tell our board op your phone number and also email it to me so that we, if you ever get disconnected on Skype or we need to talk on break, because right now we don't have it set up to a talk on breaks yet with Skype internationally. Harley, you're showing a lot of light on a lot of these issues. What we need to see is Trump is actually trying to use common sense, but he's got a lot of power and pressure from people around him, like John Bolton and Pompeo and others, and the State Department actually doing things that are actually in opposition to what he's doing. Tell us where this is going.
Well, actually, I just got a new story in, which is extraordinary, which is along these same lines. So give me a second to develop it. It's published in Slate today. It's about an August 12th internal meeting of employees of the New York Times with their executive editor, Dean Baquet. And he admitted that, number one, he said the first chapter of the story of Donald Trump was Trump's relationship with the Russians and was their obstruction of justice. And he said the Times worked that story, won Pulitzer Prizes for its coverage. But then came the Mueller report, in which Mueller failed to establish that Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia. And he said, now our readers were upset because they thought Trump's going to walk away free. And he said, therefore, we've started chapter two. Now, this is the editor of the New York Times speaking to an internal audience. He said, chapter two is since the whole Russia conspiracy story turned out to be false, which he said to the employees of the Times, but he never made public to the readers of the Times. He said, now we've got a new policy, which is to write more deeply about the country's race and other divisions. And he said, that's why they had to change the headline and the story about Trump's speech on El Paso. He said, we have to write about race in a way that polarizes so people realize what Trump represents. Now, this is really quite extraordinary because he's admitting that the New York Times coverage of Trump is committed to making a coup against him. Now, think back to what I said earlier. The New York Times reported yesterday that Trump is opposing virtually every member of his cabinet on the question of Hong Kong. What Trump said is, let Xi handle it. It's an internal affair. And then Trump went on to say that we have intelligence that people involved in the Hong Kong situation are violent protesters committing violence against property and against the people of Hong Kong. So Trump is essentially making the point that this is being used against him and his desire for a deal with China. Now, this gets to this whole question of Trump postponing the new tariffs on $300 billion worth of goods, because what Trump said is on August 12th, there was a two-hour talk between Mnuchin and Lighthizer, his two leading negotiators, with Liu He, who was the chief Chinese negotiator, in which Trump said it was a very, very good discussion. We made enormous progress. And Trump said, I know the Chinese want a deal. I want a deal. So we're going to keep working on it. So what he's trying to do is get a deal with China that will address these outstanding issues in a way that's favorable for both countries, so that we can then proceed to the next step of U.S. cooperation with the Belt and Road Initiative. And what this may mean is a solution to Trump's problem with the Federal Reserve. Because if we get involved with China in investments in the real economy, we're not going to need the funny money system that's run by the central banks.
Now, right, which is why they're keeping their interest rate low, so the central banks can keep playing their game, right?
Well, and this is the point. Trump is right to say low interest rates are good. The problem is the low interest rates are providing liquidity, you know, funneling huge volumes of cash just to the money center banks.
Right, and to speculate and amalgamate corporations, which isn't making anything new, right?
Well, and essentially going into the stock market and backing up derivative trading and so on. Right. So what we've got on our hands now is we're beginning to see warning signals that the whole system is about to blow.
Yeah.
So you have one line that's coming out. Trump is causing it by jawboning the Fed and by the trade deals with China. The second line is that the Chinese are causing it because of their debt problems. Now, my answer to that, here's a simple thing that you may have not paid much attention to, but it's extremely important. There was an election last weekend in Argentina. The current Argentine government of Macri was put in by people like Bolton and others because Macri is an International Monetary Fund globalist banker. Now, he's destroyed the Argentine economy, and he was crushed by the ticket which included Cristina Fernandez, the former president. Now, what's important about this is that Fernandez and others said, all this talk about China running a debt trap is a bunch of nonsense. The real debt trap is run by the International Monetary Fund and the London Wall Street banks.
Exactly.
Now, that's an extremely important point, because I met last week with African leaders, people who were 20 different countries in Africa, and every single one of them said that the debt that's being taken on with the Belt and Road Initiative is long-term debt that's tied to the productivity of the projects that are being financed. And they're not at all upset about it. They're favorable about it. They're saying, in fact, the Europeans, when they loaned money, the money went into improvements that helped the Europeans who lived in Africa and did nothing for the people of Africa.
Wow.
But the debt was taken on by the Africans. So they said the real debt trap was the colonial policies of British, French, and other banks. Now, interestingly, the Africans said that the United States, in spite of bad policies from Obama, the United States as a whole has not been part of this colonial policy in Africa, that most of it comes from the British and the French. So the Chinese are appealing to governments in Africa to not just work with them, but to bring in American firms. And this is something else that Trump is looking at. So we really have a shift that I've been talking about with you for several years, that LaRouche has been talking about for a long time, to a new economic paradigm based on the principles of the American economic system, driven to some extent by China. But I just got one other heads up just now. The Eurasian Economic Council, which is all of the countries like Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, the countries in the Transcaucasus region working with Russia, they just appointed to their central council a man named Sergei Glazyev. Glazyev is known as a follower of Lyndon LaRouche's economic policies in Russia.
Right.
And he's the head of a party that's allied with Putin's United Russia Party. So now you have taking over the grouping, the Eurasian Economic Council, which is largely the connection between Russia and China on the Belt and Road Initiative, is going to be run by a collaborator of Lyndon LaRouche. How's that for things changing?
Well, it means their world vision is changing. You see, the most important thing is it says in the Bible, my people perish for lack of vision. Lyndon LaRouche had vision, and so does Helga Zepp LaRouche, and so do you have. If you don't have vision, you can't actually envision what's going to happen, whether you're expanding a corporation to sell coffee, or you're going to have international trade with a country that's co-innovating like us. As I say, let's imagine what the future will be. Let's say 2050 from now, okay? And that's going to be like, 31 years. Okay? 2050. In the future, we need to move to AI for manufacturing, both in blue-collar and white-collar jobs. We need to invent new jobs. So 90% of the new jobs and new technologies aren't even invented yet. We need to have online training. We have co-collaboration in developing technology, including fusion energy technology and hardening the power grid to coronal mass ejections. And we need to actually harden the system also to protect nations against biological weapons, against radiological weapons, and it's again weaponizing the planet, which they've done. And missiles. For example, Lyndon had the idea of when we have missile defense, we should share it with our potential enemies so that no one would ever be worried about them or a proxy nation hitting them with a missile, carrying a nuclear weapon, chemical or biological. We need to start realizing that we are the element that could be a counter to an extinction-level event that could be natural or a solar or galactic cycle, and we could protect the Earth from incoming radiation or a pole shift or any kind of other kind of major change. I mentioned on the show yesterday a technology we can use to stop the telluric frequencies that can take a megaquake every, say, millennium and make a microquakes every day so you don't have a giant quake in Los Angeles. We need to start advancing technology. Here in California where I live, it's insane when you get on the freeways. People don't measure distances. They measure how long it's going to get somewhere. And since I've been here 11 years in Southern California, in San Diego County, coming along the 5 freeway is insane. Different times of the day, you might as well park. You're going to a parking lot. You're not going to a freeway.
Yeah.
And we need to have high-speed rail here. It's insane. The way they've instituted, the way they've brought it out, and they've really instituted the technology, obviously shows they don't know what the heck they're doing. Now, the Chinese have been doing it for a long time. What do they have, 25,000 miles, and they're playing another 30,000 or 40,000 miles of high-speed rail? We need that. We need to have a way also where we can have cities where you can park your car and have little pods, and then coming on all kinds of local transportation so you can have green areas above ground and you don't have parking lots and freeways everywhere, so that you actually have the re-greening of the culture and society.
And your power grids and other things are all underground.
Right, and they should be, by the way, plasma lines. If they have plasma lines, you don't need boosting stations. It's hardened against a coronal mass ejection. As we had Stan Deo on the program a few weeks ago, we have the under diagnostic and therapeutic or EMP surge protectors. We're not doing anything. Dr. Pai, who was in commission for years with U.S. government, ignored by Obama, and now not by being ignored by Trump. We need a higher power grid, but you see, it's going to require innovations from many nations. For example, we're on the edge where human lifespan's contracting. It's because we put genetically modified food, depleted soils, and now pesticides were proven to cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from Roundup. What we're doing is we're experimenting with the human race, and it's not good. The outcomes are not good. They're affecting human biology, even the sexual differentiation of male and female sex with the xenotoxins that are xenoestrogens. And scale radiation, we don't want to be putting in 5G network, which a lot of the companies are doing. We don't want to be, we want a fiber optic the country. For example, I think you go to Shanghai. And if you want the best high-speed fiber optics in the world, you go to Shanghai, and guess what? They're there.
Okay. Well, Bill, the basic point that we've been discussing is that the American population is being bombarded with psychological warfare, psychological operations to convince them that China is an enemy of the United States, that Russia is an enemy of the United States, and that all we can rely on is sticking with the existing system. You know,
they're actually natural. They're actually natural allies. Actually, should be natural continental allies.
The problem is that the president understands this. His enemies understand it also, but they oppose it. So they're doing everything they can.
Because they have their own little game they want to play, right? They want the bubble economy, and they want other economies to expand. For example, if Central America expanded, people in Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, they wouldn't come up here. If they had a stable economy, we got rid of the drug cartels and everything.
Executive editor acknowledging that the Times is part of a coup against Trump because they don't like his policies.
Right.
And acknowledging that the whole Russiagate, which was the lead story in the New York Times for 2.5 years, was a fraud. You notice something interesting? We're now being fed nonstop coverage of Jeffrey Epstein this, Jeffrey Epstein that. Have you heard much about Mueller lately? He's gone. You know,
He's off the radar. You know why? Because it's like elder abuse when you saw his interview. And the Epstein thing, by the way, I'm going to go over this in hour number 3, and we're going to take callers. But I know as a doctor who's also trained in pathology and forensics, there's a lot of anomalies here. Not only do we know if Epstein was even killed or if that was his body taken out, there's a whole lot of questions we have because there's too many things that this guy had goods on, so many people, from Prince Andrew to corporate leaders to global politicians in the United States and other countries.
Yeah.
They say if something smells bad and it's not the cheese there's something really bad here going on. I guarantee you the globalists are panicking over this, aren't they?
Well, and they're using it to distract people.
Exactly. They want to distract them from other issues, like they want to see an economic downturn so they don't get Trump back in too, right?
Yep.
They want to see if they can precipitate by either pushing it or telling people it's going to happen and whatever. That's what they're up to. Amazing show today. Thank you for clarifying a lot of issues. Did a great job.
Okay, and I'll send you the phone number.
Sounds good. Thanks.